a Volkswagen settlement sparks electric vehicle infrastructure, Skagway is again snared in debate over trapping regulations, and the Haynesboro Assembly considers new restrictions. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. The stories are up next. As Alaska Power and Telephone offers to lower energy bills for customers who buy electric cars, the state is looking to build more charging stations in Southeast Alaska. Henry Leisha has more.
As Alaska Power and Telephone offers to lower energy bills for customers who buy electric cars, the state is looking to build more charging stations in Southeast Alaska. 4 years ago, German automaker Volkswagen admitted to secretly installing software in nearly 500,000 U.S. cars to cheat government exhaust emissions tests. As part of a settlement, Volkswagen was required to invest $2 billion in zero-emissions vehicle infrastructure, access, and awareness initiatives over the next 10 years. Alaska received a little over $8 million from that settlement. The state tasked the Alaska Energy Authority, or AEA, with figuring out a way to distribute those funds. AEA has decided to designate $125,000 of the settlement for installing charging stations in Southeast Alaska. AEA's Volkswagen program manager, Betsy McGregor, says there are a number of factors to keep in mind when choosing sites for charging stations.
We're really looking to the utilities to tell us where they have existing infrastructure, you know, transformer size and such, to support fast chargers or level two chargers. Then, you know, you could see prioritizing major commuting corridors or putting it in areas where there's other services available.
AEA requires a development plan before distributing funds for charging stations to interested groups in Southeast. The plan will involve utilities, transportation planners, local government, electric vehicle owners, and car dealerships. McGregor says the plan will outline locations of existing infrastructure, proposed locations for new charging stations, and a schedule for installation.
It's a collaborative process because somebody has to be willing to host that site and fund at least the 25 or 40% match, and then take care of that site for a period of time.
Southeast Conference, a regional economic development group, has been discussing plans for installing the charging stations. Executive Director Robert Venables says last week the organization reached out to local stakeholders to start brainstorming what a regional development plan might look like.
AEA is going to make the ultimate decision, but they've indicated that they really want to see a regional plan with some overall goals and ask communities for their level of support, take a look at who's going to take responsibility for the operations and maintenance of that.
Before the end of April, AEA will post the requirements for a regional charging station development plan. To learn more, visit alaskaenergy.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Skagway is again snared in debate over trapping regulations. A letter from the Alaska Trapping Association was new business on the Skagway Assembly's agenda last week, but debate over trapping regulations has a long history in Skagway. The Assembly spent over a year crafting trapping regulations in 2014 and 15. But after the local regulations were rejected at this season's State Board of Game meeting, the Alaska Trapping Association wrote a letter to the Skagway Assembly, asking for a repeal of the regulations. They offered to help the municipality craft a new code. Mayor Cremata voiced reluctance to wade into trapping code debate again.
Obviously, we've already heard from multiple people, and I'm sure everyone at this table is familiar with the amount of work that went into it. My opinion, if the state is not going to clarify exactly what's wrong with our code, then I don't see any reason to pursue this any further.
Members of the public spoke out against rehashing the debates. Jan Rentmore is one of the public commenters who asked the Assembly not to revisit trapping regulations.
Do us a favor, and if you're really thinking about addressing this, go back and listen to all those hours and hours of testimony, because nothing's going to change. And I can just tell you how it's going to go. We're all going to come in and say we want a quarter mile setback, and then all the trappers come in and they get all cranky and they don't want any setback, and then they get out the flag and they wave it around and say, oh, you know, you're all un-American, you're restricting our freedom. And it's just a waste of this community's time.
Skagway's attorney presented the municipality with three possible courses of action. Do nothing, repeal the regulations, or edit the regulations so they don't overstep statewide rules. The attorney recommended editing the current regulations so they're in compliance with the state. The assembly chose to hold off on action until they consult the state attorney general. The Haynesboro Assembly met last night in Assembly Chambers. Assemblyman Will Prishindaro introduced an ordinance that would prohibit aqueous storage of hazardous materials within 1 mile of surface water.
Keeping a distance from storage facilities like this from water bodies seems like a way to protect us into the future.
There are no industries currently operating in Haynes that would violate this ordinance. Prishindaro says examples of aqueous storage of hazardous materials include herbicide or chemical production and mining tailings. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson wondered if this would preclude mining in the area.
So it's a prohibition on the mining industry, basically?
It is not prohibiting mining in any way. It's an environmental regulation that would need to be followed.
The Assembly voted to introduce the ordinance. It is scheduled for public hearings on April 23rd and May 14th. The borough considered a request from the Tourism Advisory Board, or TAB, that they place conditions on the highway construction projects to limit delays to a maximum of 15 minutes per direction. Since there are two projects, current wait times can add up to 40 minutes on a round trip. Tour operator and TAB member Sean Gaffney said delays were frequently that long last summer.
We had tremendous upsetness from our clients, the cruise lines, and questioning whether they should be sending their guests here while this is going on. And those are real concerns.
Road delays mean some tours struggle to operate within the schedule of the fast ferry. The borough missed the deadline to voice concerns, so the municipality may have forfeited its authority to make demands on the project. The assembly chose to write a letter requesting construction be mindful of the effect the delays may have on tours and limit wait times to 15 minutes per direction. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us.